This patient is indeed a trip, so fasten your seatbelts.
In August of 98, I started Herceptin and Zoloda. And I stayed on Zoloda for about 18 months. And then I said, does anybody get off chemotherapy? And he says, oh, you don't need the Zoloda. He says, you could just stay on the Herceptin. And we tried it, and I've been on the Herceptin since, I think, January 2000. I went off the Zoloda, and I've just been on single-agent Herceptin since then.
And how often do you receive the Herceptin?
Once a week.
So you've been getting Herceptin once a week now for quite a long time.
Mm-hmm.
What's that been like?
It's an easy thing to tolerate. There's really no side effects. There's very little side effects to Herceptin. I just look at it as this is what you have to do to stay alive. And I was willing to do anything to stay alive. So I just look at a weekly visit to the doctor as it's my job. It's what I do every week.
What was it like on the Zoloda?
I really had any side effects from the Zoloda at all. It was a pill that you took a couple in the morning, a couple at night, 2 weeks on, 1 week off. And I had a little red hands, a little red feet, but no really side effects from Zoloda at all.
What's it been like for you to have gone through this experience?
If I can bottle what I have learned and teach it to other people, this world would be a better place. You look at things differently. When they say don't sweat the small stuff and everything is small, they mean it. I remember the first time going into an MRI, I thought, oh, I can't breathe. Now, it's not a big deal to me. I mean, when people complain, oh, I have to go into this tube, I'm like, you got to be kidding. You know, it's the only time I get any rest is when I'm laying in the tube. It's just nothing is that important. I mean, when they say you have your health, you have everything, they're right. So I enjoy every day. I do what I want. I try to have fun in everything that I do. And I really don't sweat the small stuff, because once somebody tells you have cancer, your whole life changed, right, in that second.
I hear a lot of people saying that they kind of feel like they're different people after having gone through this experience. Is that the way you feel?
Yes.
Can you talk more about that?
Well, you can't explain it to somebody who hasn't gone through it. You know, it's very hard, and you try. My family has watched me live with it for 8 years. Do they really understand? No. And I don't expect them to, because you have to almost live it to understand it. I've had other people have cancer before, and you said, oh, and you feel bad, and you try to help them. It's not the same thing as living it. It's different. It's maybe not a great saying, but I live like I'm on my way out, not on my way in. A girlfriend of mine that just passed away, she used to say, these are my senior years now. She was 40 years old. She's right. These are my senior years now, and I am on my way out. Anything can happen at any given time to me. I'm lucky. It's working. Is it going to work forever? Probably not. But it's working now, so I enjoy everything now. My kids have grown up probably very fast. I tell them everything. They're not going to be shocked when something happens to me, because they almost expect it.